Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at the right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh, and it is a Thursday night. We're going to get underway with the NHL slate in just a little bit. Washington, home dog, the Carolina. I kind of like the Caps offense, depending on how you play it. I do think Winnipeg will be better defensively. So, you know, if you want to play some alt team totals, some parlays, I'm not going to be super in the mix with the NHL tonight. But we're, of course, tracking and following everything that's going on with any of that postseason action. Tom's pick there, Dylan Strome for 2+ shots tonight on the Washington side of that game. Major League Baseball, 2 games to go. Really good pitching matchup for 2 teams playing some good baseball right now in the American League West. That's Texas and Houston. Hunter Brown goes for the Strohs against Jacob DeGrom for the Texas Rangers. DeGrom is an under-the-radar story right now. I think that that's totally fine. I think it's almost one of those things people probably want to keep at arm's length. They're being very cautious with him. He does not have a single game where he's had 100 pitches. He only has 2 starts where he's thrown 90 or more pitches so far out of his 8 so far thus far. But he's pitched well. You know, 2.72 ERA right now, but he's not had as good of a season, in fact, as Hunter Brown. Tough game to get involved with. If that's 6.5, and is this now across the card, 6.5? Yeah, at 6.5, I'd be interested. -122. It's just so low. Still talent in both of these lineups, but look, 2 great pitchers, and both are in totally fine spots. AJ on the best bet board does go for DeGrom over 6.5 Ks. Which was at even money. So if you want to get involved there, Chris is on Miguel Andujar over the 1.5 hit run RBI in the late night game between the Dodgers and the A's. It feels like a spot where the Dodgers should hit. It's just a matter of how do you try and play it, right? Bido so far this season, not very good as a righty. He's been worse, though, against the right-handed side of the dish. So look, not that Ohtani can't light him up or anything, right? But I'd focus a little bit more on Mookie Betts or Pajes potentially in this instance than I would Ohtani and Freeman or, you know, even a lefty like Michael Conforto, just kind of with that spot tonight between the Dodgers and the A's. The big game tonight in the NBA, that is Denver and Oklahoma City. The Nuggets a 5.5-point home underdog to the Thunder. Total in this one, 216.5. I'm not going to touch this total. I was a little frustrated because it didn't feel like it had an amazing chance going into the fourth quarter. It flirted with the Thunder team total over. I did play 115.5. They landed 112. The total was 221.5 in the game. That was way down from the 227.5 that we saw in game number 4, which was a crashing under. And we've been pretty steadily now starting to drop as far as the total goes in the series. We show up here tonight, elimination game style. They posted 216.5. I'm going to back off from the total, but I am going to play some player props in this one. I like SGA for 30+ at -120. It's a step-up spot for him. I think it's the game being on the road and Shea coming off of a 30-point game is getting us a discount. I feel like we've more often seen the 31.5s, 32.5s still in this series despite struggles. I don't think I'm buying high because this is a good number, I'm going to back SGA. But my favorite bet in this game, you saw it on our best bet graphic, it is Jokic over the 22.5 rebounds plus assists. And for Nikola Jokic, this has been a very odd series to some degree. The current bookend games of games one and game five, I mean, it's as good as it gets. 42, 22, and 6 on 52% shooting. And then in game number five, it's 44, 15, and 5 on 68% shooting with 5 made threes. In between that, though, Jokic, 3 games, all of them were under 40% from the field. An average of around 21, 22 points per game. Again, on very, very lacking efficiency. All of a sudden, the assist totals feel concerning, right? You're at 5 assists a game. The rebound numbers, again, just relatively speaking, not as gaudy as the other games. It's just, it's a series where he is now averaging 30, 15, and 5 on 45% from the floor. If you had to tell someone about Jokic's performance here in this series, does the 30, 15, and 5, does the way that jumps off the page and they'd be like, man, he was brilliant. Does that feel like it perfectly represents this series? I think it's a more complex performance for Jokic, where he's, again, had two absolutely brilliant games. One they stole, the other they lost. He has 3 games where he has to be incredibly frustrated. His worst game was game 2. He fouls out in the third quarter. But he had two probably of his worst games of his playoff career in games 2 and 3. But it's like fine. I think when we look back on the story of this series through the lens of Nikola Jokic, tonight is going to go a very long way. Tonight, we're going to see, can he finally rip off the triple-double? I lean yes. I'll throw some percentages at people, some real numbers around. So Jokic in the regular season averaged 16.5 potential assists per game with 10.5 actual, or 10.2 actual assists. In round number one, 18.1 potential assists for 10.1 actual assists. In this round, it's a lower potential assist number of 14.8. But the 5.2 actual assists, when you put that into a percentage of what they are converting, so they were converting 62% of the time in the regular season on possible Jokic assists, 56% of the time against the Clippers. They are converting on potential Nikola Jokic assists in this round here against OKC, 35% of the time. So if Jokic was getting a normal, if you blend the regular season and round one numbers, if he was getting a normal conversion rate, this should be closer to 9 assists a night, at least 8 in this series. It's well below that. Me feeling as if this could be a breakout assist game for Joker, paired with how dominant his regular season rebounding has been, is why I love his rebounds plus assists. With this being a spot where their season is on the line, I am fascinated to see what we get from Nikola Jokic. In the regular season, they beat this team twice. He had 23, 20, and 16 in the first victory, and he had 35, 18, and 8 in the second victory. He had 42, 22, and 6 in the victory in game number one, and then the very bizarre 20, 16, and 6 on 0 of 10 from 3 shooting in game number 3. If they are going to win this game tonight, if I'm going to be wrong again about the Thunder winning by a billion, it is going to be through Jokic being otherworldly brilliant. I think there is a chance that he is that level of brilliant while they still lose this basketball game. And then we get to have some really interesting conversations about Nikola Jokic's season, career, legacy, trajectory, and all that good stuff. We're going to talk some golf, though. The PGA Championship, a wild round one. Brady Cannon helps us break it down next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Live here on a Thursday night, we are finishing up round number one of the PGA Championship. And you take a look at that leaderboard. Huh? What? Where are the guys? What is this? What are they throwing here? Is this Liv? Is this what's going on? I don't. Where are, all the Liv guys are here, actually. But yeah, I don't see any. I don't know what's going on. That's why Brady Cannon's here to help. Because Brady. Listen, I'm a very honest person. I don't know who Ryan Gerard is. I can't be alone in that. And here he is, cashing tickets alongside Cam Davis bettors for round one leader. And sometimes we get outlier round one leaders. Here's where we are right now. T3 or better. Ryan Gerard, Cam Davis, Luke Donald, Ryan Fox, Alex Smalley, Stephen Yeager, Aaron Rye, Rafael Campos, Jonathan Vegas, Alex Noren, Jake. What is happening? What is this list, Brady?
I thought the Myrtle Beach Classic was last week.
Yes.
I mean, you know, no, this is absolutely anonymous leaderboard here. Ryan Gerard is a very good player, by the way. He's a tour rookie, and you'll probably know his name, you know, in years to come. But that's why you don't know him yet, because he's a neophyte out here. But kind of a cool story, because he went to school right up the street at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Obviously, we're in Charlotte here. So a little bit of a home game for him, and nice to come out and get those first round leader honors, you know, relatively close to home. But you don't have, and Luke Donald was amazing. It, you know, 47 years old, the European Ryder Cup captain. The two Ryder Cup captains, Keegan Bradley for the United States, I think did better than any of their players. Bradley shot 3 under, Donald shot 4 under. Maybe they'll become playing captains here in September when we get to Bethpage Black. Aaron Rye, you know that name, but you don't have to go too far. Tyrrell Hatton and Victor Hovland. I was on Tyrrell Hatton pre-tournament. I know a lot of people were on Victor Hovland. Hovland has been in this position before, the last two PGA championships in a row. Mind you, they're only 2 shots off the lead, those two guys. And then Mr. Scheffler sitting there at 2 under par, and I believe he is still the favorite. Yes, he is the favorite to win this golf tournament, Kevin. Lower odds than he went off as prior to this tournament teeing off earlier today. He's now at plus 330. You know, he went off at about plus 450, somewhere in that neighborhood. And after shooting a 2 under par 69, he's actually gone down a little bit, even though he is in currently 20th place and 3 shots off the lead.
To some degree, I look at the outright board, and it almost looks as if it's like we actually didn't play the round. We sent Rory home, and like that's how you describe what you're looking at here from the guys that are you know 25. It's Scotty at plus 330 on FanDuel, Brady. Scotty at plus 330. DeChambeau is at 11. Tyrrell Hatton's the big mover up to 16. Rahm is at 18. Ludvig's 22. Aaron Rye, same number. Morikawa, same number. Victor Hovland's at 25-1. And then Rory sitting there at 30. You got 33s on Bobby Mack and Ryan Gerrard. That's pretty, that's like 11 guys right now. It's so interesting, right? And I know that you usually will let, you know, let's get to the weekend. But I don't remember. You go back much, you know, you follow this all a lot more than I do. I don't remember a board looking like this after a round of golf where it feels as if just not much has really happened.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, it's somewhat similar to what we've seen, but I think it's more so less similar. We're used to some no-names populating the leaderboard, okay? And what's most recent in our mind was the Masters, where there are very few nobodies. Remember, this field has 156 players in it. The Masters only had about, you know, 88 or something like that. And most of those are, you know, big-time names or former champions that we're all so familiar with. We don't have Ryan Gerrard and Alex Smalley and that type of thing at the Masters. So, you know, there's more room for randomness, but I think we've gotten more than we're used to here. We're used to at least a few names on that top 10, that top 15 that we recognize. Here you have to go almost 20 deep before you start to see some big names. But I'll tell you what, the cream is going to rise to the top, I believe. Luke Donald at 47 years old, I don't think is going to be hanging around. I don't think Ryan Gerrard, like I said, is a very good player, but I don't, a lot of these names I believe are going to drop off. The other thing is, I think today was probably the easiest day to make a score. We had all that rain early in the week, you know, 4 or 5 inches of rain leading up, and it got hot out there. It got steamy. You know, it was humid. The ball was really flying off the club today. All of that is going to shrink and shrink and shrink. The golf course will become drier and drier. They have the sub-air systems under the greens where they can suck out the moisture. The greens will become firmer and firmer. You already saw today a lot of these long iron shots into these greens, which you have primarily shots of, you know, 175 to better than 200 yards in. A lot of them are hitting those greens and bouncing off the back, and I think that's going to be more commonplace as we go forward here, because that moisture is going to continue to get sucked out of this golf course, and it's going to become more and more difficult to score.
It's a really good point, too, just to, you know, kind of remind people how much bigger this field is. Rory right now at 3 over sits T99. All right. I mean, this is a really, really big field, which potentially then adds just a little bit more variance into this. The question then, you know, becomes for those who want to jump in, or maybe, okay, let me circle this guy. How far down can you go? Because you've got Rory McIlroy right now, 8 shots off the lead, yet still basically with top 10 odds to win this tournament. So, you know, that right there just sounds like, okay, maybe I'm not getting the best number. Who right now is showing a good number? Who should you circle? We'll ask Brady on the other side of this because we can't go over a major event without the help of Brady Cannon. So that's exactly what we're going to do. The PGA Championship here, a very, very noteworthy opening day of golf. We'll also update you on anything that happens in this Caps Carolina Hurricanes game. Some NHL postseason action underway. We'll be right back here. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/28. Molch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Back at the right here on Sports Grid, we're talking the PGA Championship with the help of Brady Cannon. Brady, I want to just throw it to you right now. When you look at this outright market, what are the names that are standing out to you right now as we finish up this opening round?
Let's make it four names. I was about to say three names, but I've got four names. And Tyrrell Hatton and Victor Hovland, both at 3-under, definitely catch my attention. I mentioned Hatton as a guy that I am on pre-tournament, got him at 60-1. You mentioned his odds have really crashed. I think he's now 16. Victor Hovland was a guy I almost went to pre-tournament. I did not, but I know a lot of people that I respect that did land on Hovland. So, and he, again, has been right there in the, if not final pairing, next to the last pairing, I believe, in the last two PGA championships. So this is kind of a major that is really up his alley. At least he's shown that early in his career and off to another great start here today at Quail Hollow. He's a guy I'd like to keep an eye on. Ludvig Åberg, I think, you know, he is a guy I am on pre-tournament, and I hope the good play continues for him. I have always thought that he was absolutely built. His style of play is built for this golf course. You could argue that the guy has so much talent, he can win anywhere. But I think his greatest strengths are his ability to hit the ball long and straight. And I think that's where you absolutely need to start at Quail Hollow. The reason I bet on Åberg, and a lot of the guys that I bet on this week share this same characteristic, is total driving, driving it long and straight. And I think that's the utmost importance here at Quail Hollow and also at Torrey Pines. A lot of the guys I bet this week have also had a lot of success at Torrey Pines, which I think is very similar to Quail Hollow, where they play the Farmers Insurance Open in January, where they played the Genesis Invitational earlier this year because of the fires near Riviera Country Club, which Åberg won at Torrey Pines, where they played the U.S. Open in 2021. When John Rahm won. So I think there's a lot of connective tissue between Quail Hollow and Torrey Pines. And Åberg, you know, he showed at Torrey, he won there. So I think that part of his game, he's also a very, very good putter. So, you know, he's got that long game to go with the short game, which I think is a great recipe for success at Quail Hollow. That's also what Bryson DeChambeau has in his bag. Immense length and accuracy off the tee, and is one of the best putters in this field, and he's off to a good start. Looks like he's got about a 10-foot putt to save par on 18. If he misses that, he'll go to even par for the day, but nothing wrong with shooting even par, I believe, here in day one with relatively low scores. And like you talk about Rory McIlroy, you can't win the tournament on the first day, but you definitely can lose it. And you know, Rory at 30-1, no. I think a lot of people will probably jump on him and go, okay, here now we got a good number, and it's not really a great number. I think his chances are slim and none. You might, if you can find a bet out there, obviously the price is much different, but it might not be a bad bet to bet him to miss the cut.
Wow. Yeah.
Probably still plus money.
Has to be. I'm curious. Let's see if I can find, just even for a perspective on what he is for a top 20 finish, which he's plus 125 to still be top 20. Not saying that I love the number, but just to give people some perspective on where they've thrown that. Someone who is, you know, Brady, that's catching my eye that we did talk about is Rahm. You know, just some of the sites that you can use to see how guys have, you know, performed in that opening round. Good off the tee, good putting, around the green a disaster. That just doesn't sound like John Rahm to me. That feels like if the putter was bad, okay. If he's bad off the tee, like that feels weird. I would imagine he could clean it up around the green. Again, the problem is I don't know if there is a single number that I look at right now and go, all right, I think I got a good one. I just and it's such an odd round, and I know that's why you also say, hey, listen, don't be scared to let this thing get to halftime.
Right.
And that's probably what I'll be doing, at least as it pertains to the outright market.
I totally agree. And even with the Rory, now you might be able to take advantage of a miss the cut number or something like that with Rory. Yeah. I'd probably rather bet the no on Rory than the yes, if you know what I mean. I would probably wait until we've got another round under our belts, because Yeah, it's just too early. Randomness happens. Ryan Gerard leads the PGA Championship, you know, so let's get another repetition done here and see things start to manifest and develop a little bit more like we expect them to and go from there.
All right, we're going to continue to keep our eyes on it, of course, and Brady will be on throughout Sports Grid helping everybody here with the PGA Championship. Brady, we appreciate it. As always, we'll talk soon. More Game Time Decisions after this quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back to the right here on this Thursday night on Sports Grid. In-game live is going to be coming up, of course, at 8 o'clock tonight right here. Just a couple of notes for you guys for the week, okay? Saturday, we have Betting Above the Rim from 10 to noon normal time, myself and Coach James Young. But then that trio is going to run back for you big time, 3 o'clock until 7:30. You heard Tom mention it, and we're going to be live, the three of us, starting at 3, putting an eye on the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. The WNBA season does begin tomorrow with a couple of games. They are taking over some prime slots on Saturday with Liberty Aces at 1 o'clock and then Fever Sky at 3 o'clock. But that is not all that you have. We're going to be focused on that, undoubtedly. But within that window, maybe some playoff hockey, maybe. Not a guarantee. Probably even unlikely, but it's on the board. Major League Baseball, you'll have a ton of baseball throughout that window. You'll have the Preakness on. You'll have the PGA Championship going on. So you have a lot to follow along. Again, an eye on Caitlin Clark, sophomore seasons, getting underway, the debut for her and the Indiana Fever against Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. So we're going to go over that and follow every single thing from 3 to 7:30 on In-Game Live. So it's a big day for us. Long day, but we're excited to get involved with that. And then just quickly, just in case you did miss it, all right? Two brand new podcasts here on Sports Grid. The Kevin Walsh Show debuted yesterday. Episode 1 is in the books. NBA lottery coverage. What the Mavericks will do with Cooper Flagg. The Giannis list. A 13-team list where I think Giannis can go. I explain how realistic and why each team made that cut. My NBA title pick, the Cavs, eliminated. What went wrong? What does it mean for their offseason? That is out. Look for episode 2 sometime tomorrow. We'll talk some NFL schedule, okay? We got a whole bunch of stuff there. Week 1 lines are out. And we'll talk a little WNBA as well, depending on how things go tonight with the Nuggets and the Thunder. Maybe we'll get in the mix a little bit there. And then starting next week, Game Time Discussions, a podcast of our crew, behind the scenes, leading the charge, Sam Yarnell, Chris Kofsky, AJ Freeze, those are our producers. You see them on our Best Bet graphics. You see them on our home run graphics, our moonshot graphics. That trio leading the charge, I'm joining them. I'm in the mix. I'm not leading the dance. I'm just on the floor. All right? Game Time Discussions, weekly podcast with the GTD crew. We're going to be out there for you. I talked about this kind of when, you know, we were making the schedule change. We're going to more than make up for some lost time, and that's exactly what we're doing. The Kevin Walsh Show is underway. Game Time Discussions will begin next week. We look forward to you getting involved with both of those shows. Now, NHL update quickly. I believe Washington just grabbed it back. Carolina got the scoring started, but the Caps have evened it up here at 1 apiece there. So first period over backers are on the board. And that now live total sits at 6.5 in that game. Again, the baseball board, 8 o'clock is where that begins. And then we get into Thunder Nuggets just a little bit later. I should mention, we did see Minnesota advance through to the conference finals, beating the Golden State Warriors after dropping the first game. They win the next 4. Really not that surprising. The second that Steph went down with that hamstring injury, It meant the series was over. And there were degrees to where people were like, oh, well, if they grab a game here, first of all, that series being done in five, you can now kind of pretend that Steph was going to be ready to go for a sixth game, a seventh. I don't think it was happening. I don't think Steph was coming back at any point during this series against Minnesota. I think Steph would have been questionable if they advanced in going into game number one of the Western Conference Finals. That's what I think the reality was for Steph Curry. And I like Minnesota to win the series somewhat convincingly when I thought Steph was going to play. Now, I think it's on the board that Golden State had a chance with Steph healthy. They had a chance. Because it took Minnesota a little bit, I think, to find a rhythm within the series. The road games would have been much more challenging. The spreads would have been different, right? You know, the games maybe were pick instead of a full five-point line in front of Minnesota. But you did see that team absolutely get downhill and get on a roll. What has been the most encouraging thing for Minnesota has been the play of Julius Randle. And it is a very surprising, you have to be honest with yourself, stretch of basketball for Julius Randle. Even his biggest supporters, you cannot say, oh, you know, you just gave up on Julius, or, oh, you haven't been paying attention to what he's been doing in Minnesota. Julius Randle, by his own standards, did not have a great regular season with the Timberwolves. It was not the best basketball of his career. No way. Okay? Not close to, you know, his best stretch of hoop with the Knicks. Then on top of that, we have seen Randle, while he was with the Knicks, go into the playoffs and drop off a level. So you have a guy who, again, was not near the A-plus version of himself, who usually dips in the playoffs, now just playing the best basketball of his career. That is an incredible thing. It is a stunning thing. And it is something that I enter the conference finals breakdowns with an eye on. When we end up seeing who Minnesota's opponent is, I expect it to be Oklahoma City. I am not just going to assume Julius Randle is going to average 24-6-6 on efficient shooting. Julius Randle has an argument that he was the best player in that series against the Warriors. I still think it was Anthony Edwards. He has an argument, okay, the defensive side of the basketball, and it just impacts it more, the three-point shooting. But if you're a Timberwolf fan or backer, him having an argument is a victory in of itself. That is a huge win. Huge win. But does Minnesota need him to be at that level to have a chance? Better than that level to have a chance? Can they survive a drop-off? Is a drop-off coming? All really, really valid questions when you are evaluating the Western Conference. And in an interesting way, because we have those conference finals MVP markets out, and so much of the pricing suggests, if it's a Thunder, it's Shea, if it's Minnesota, it's Ant. I do, and again, when we finally get the matchup, it'll be, you know, worth breaking down a little bit more. I wonder if there is any actual value in betting the non-top dogs. Sometimes we've got Consig on deck, so he can speak to this. People go, Chet, 49-1, that's value. Why is it value? Well, it's 49-1. How's that not value? That's not how that works. It's not that simple. You have to tell me, I think it should be 30. Okay. Now we're working somewhere, right? Ah, it's 200-1. Well, maybe it should be 300-1. At the consig book, you might be 400-1. We'll talk to Dave next right here. It's Game Time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, back to the right here. It is Game Time Decisions. Dave Sharapan at Consig joins us here, donning the Dodger blue.
Yes, sir.
Consig, I wore a Dodger hat actually into work today.
Look, the
Dodger blue, it's a really nice hat. It was purchased pre them beating the Yanks in the World Series.
Okay.
That whole thing was like kind of a blur. I don't know if I've worn it though since they've beaten the Yanks, but they got the job done for the people yesterday. They were a clear and obvious parlay dance partner. If you liked something, put it with the Dodgers. You'll love it. And they got the job done late night, so I broke out the Dodger hat today. Why are you wearing the Dodger stuff?
Well, because of that as well as tonight. Okay. Against Beto tonight.
Same story?
It's the same story. It's the same story. I think you can safely use the run line.
I don't know.
0-4. Yeah, I know. Listen, it was 3-3 late. It was 3-3 late. They got five in the eighth. So they covered the run line for the people and the game over for the people. And listen, the Dodgers are – the West Coast people, they love them. I mean, and there are in the bottom of every parlay. I don't know if you're going to use them tonight. You put them with – I don't know what to put them with the basketball. I couldn't wait to get on with you and see what you were thinking as far as the hoops, because I personally think OKC is going to win the game. I just don't know if I'm ready to lay the number pregame before. When it's sitting here like this, there's a little steam. Well, there was. It's gone. It was 5.5 in a couple places. It's painted 5 now across town. Huge move to the under, too.
Yeah. It just clicked back up to 217, but overall, for me, I have, they're all like in the, the account, I guess. Dodgers from a game like a couple of weeks ago, Thunder to win the West. You can take the Dodgers to win tonight and the Thunder to win the West and get even money. But I'm not there on the Dodgers tonight. Like, last night to me was a perfect recipe. Awful loss. Yamamoto going. Are you going to drop two straight to the A's? I didn't think so. They haven't won two straight in a little bit now. So, I'd rather play them over like an alt team total maybe. Like, what can we do with Dodgers? Let's see.
The Dodgers team total? Yesterday, I told Wetzel that we needed the over. And I said, if you don't like that, attack them with the team total over. But, I mean, Osvaldo Beto, winless in his last four starts, 0-2 with a 6.86 ERA. He's allowed 8 home runs. It's weird. He's pitched at least 5 innings in all 8 of those starts, but he's never completed 6. So Dodgers first 5 may be on the table tonight if you don't want to stay up late and or sweat later in the game. I think the Dodgers have the lead after 5.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, but that was the thing, right? There are some people who probably got clipped on that first five-run line because I don't think that came in yesterday in that game. So, but that again, we were four batters into the game and the Dodgers were up 1-0. Three up, three down, Ohtani had a home run, and then next thing you know, it's 3-2 A's, and you're like, you can't be serious. But again, they ended up winning the game 9-3. Dave, you mentioned the basketball, and it's fascinating, of course, is, you know, tonight's game is, I do want to ask you a little bit about a game that may never happen.
Oh, boy.
He knows. What's the number game 7 in Boston? If it's Knicks Celtics, because game 5 was 5. I don't think Boston's laying 5 in a game 7. I don't. I think it's less.
I would say it's at least 5.
Really?
I would say it's at least 5. Depending how this goes, I mean, there's the score right there. So if the Celtics somehow, and it's overtime and they barely win, we'll use the same number, maybe a tick less. If the Celtics control the game and win tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden, it will be at least 5. And I think the first move might be, we need to see where they're going to take the Knicks at. Put it up 6, see if they grab it. Because if they don't, then we'll know we're good and we can keep it under 7. 7's that key number, even in a decider.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be that high, but I think if, again, we saw what they were without Tatum, that was the big question. Now, I'll ask you this. Should the Knicks be higher than what they are in game 6?
So I think that is very possible. I think that we've seen a lot of spot booking in the postseason, and I think we saw some spot booking in game 5. I don't think we're seeing a lot in game 6. Like, if the Knicks were 5-point favorites, I don't think that would be egregious.
Oh, because I think we would have people coming in droves. They would be flying in planes to come take the points at 3. If you give them a whole possession,
I hear you, Dave.
Whether they're right or wrong, are coming to take.
That's, I know this is always a dangerous thought, but tell me this. The people who like Boston plus 3, 2.5, 5 expect the Celtics to win the game, right?
100%.
That's kind of my thing. Is in the inverse of it, I think the people who expect the Knicks to win, it's just we've got too much now for a team that doesn't have their best player. So,
right.
You know, maybe I'm egging on the Celtic money a little bit. I guess you talk about getting in trouble in the room, right? And the world where I'd get in trouble is not if Boston wins the game. I'd get in trouble if Boston loses by 4, right? They'd be like, hey, you owe us big time because you were and I just, I don't know. That's really, really not my vision for game 6. I'll say this as well. And I don't know. And then we'll do some questions and we'll let everybody, get ready for game 11 on Thursday. While the location is of course important, and if the Celtics win the next game, everyone's going to, well, obviously they're winning game 7. You are now picking Boston to win 3 consecutive games against the Knicks without their best player. No one is going to frame it that way. Everyone's going to frame it, Boston's at home. Ask Miami a couple of years ago what they did in Boston. Call. We'll be right back here, Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, we're closing it out here on a Thursday night. The Consig is with us. Dave, questions? Talk to me. What are we thinking here? What's on the mind?
Tomorrow night, New York City is the center of the universe, all right?
No doubt.
Not just because the Knicks are playing game 6 at home, but Soto makes his return to Yankee Stadium. We have the Subway Series. New York Mets, New York Yankees playing each other. My question to you, Kevin, with all the interleague series and the different things that Major League Baseball is doing this weekend, they're calling it Rivalry Weekend. So, like, the Pirates are playing the Phillies. The Rangers are playing the Astros. The Angels are playing the Dodgers. Teams with the natural rivalries are playing each other. Does that still have something for you, a native New Yorker, a house full of Yankee fans? Does that mean anything anymore?
So, to be clear, family of five, two brothers, mom, dad, myself, mom, dad, me, Yanks, brothers, Mets.
Oh.
And I will tell you this. Soto going to the Mets, for a lot of Yankees fans, ramped up the rivalry hate. Honestly, you can see it. And I went the complete other way. I like this Mets team. On a daily basis, hope they win. I am not a Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan. When they play one another, I'll root for the Yankees. I will not be happy if the Mets win whatsoever. But I have also had an odd relationship, it feels at times, with the Yankees for years. I went to a Yankees game. It was, I believe, Robinson Cano's first game back. He hit two home runs in the game, and I gave him a standing ovation on home run number one and home run number two. Because then I was saying then that the New York Yankees telling everybody, hey, we're going to save money. Not what I grew up on. Nine-year-old me was promised, we're the evil empire, and we buy everything. So, you know what? When Robbie Cano's going out there being excellent for the Mariners and the Yanks can't figure out second base outside of the two DJ LeMahieu seasons, guess what? I'm not going to be kind about it. And I couldn't be happier to talk Robinson Cano on an episode of any show I'm on, quite frankly.
That was great for me. Use of that, absolutely. That felt good. The Yankees are minus 140 or 145-ish tomorrow. Rodon against McGill, who's been magic for the Mets.
Well, the whole Mets rotation doesn't make sense. Now, I think we can all agree.
Right.
Just about none of them look good, and apparently all of them are amazing. So I'm good for them. Good for them. We'll see. Okay. Quickly, Dave, Winnipeg, Dallas, what do you expect?
Dallas is closing it out.
Okay.
I think so. I think it's done. And I think Dallas is a legit threat to win the Stanley Cup, and again, you wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago, but they are playing great. It's Hellebuck's night. If he keeps them to one goal or pitches the shutout, Winnipeg wins. If he allows two or more goals tonight, I don't think that's going to be enough. I think Dallas is going to win. I like the game under,
but
it's a decider, so I understand the steam over, but Dallas and under. And I hope Washington can extend this series tonight. It's tied 1-1. Me and Wetz will be watching it live.
Yeah, listen, in-game live, don't miss it. I'll say outside-the-club take, but, you know, keeping an eye on what's going on and who's moving. Stars Oilers, can't set it high enough.
Man!
6.5 minus 135. They hit us again. What's going on here? They won't leave us alone. You know it's what? Move it a flat seven. Oh, they just played a 9.5. I don't know what's going on here. Some kid just walked in. He said, give me 3+ points. Rantanen, McDavid, Draisaitl. He said you could book him the whole series. What's his name? I don't know. Not me, because I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget, quite frankly, but it sounds good. Consig, always good to talk to you, man. Folks, before we get out of here, BATR, Saturday morning, 10 to 12. Then we're right back at it in-game live, 3 to 7:30. WNBA season begins. Kevin Walsh Show, it's underway. Another episode's coming within the next 24 hours, so get in the mix. Game time discussions begins next week. Crew, myself, we're making it all happen for you. Best bet, Nikola Jokic, over 22.5 rebounds plus assists. I think the Thunder win. I've expected the Thunder to win every single one of these games by about 1,000 points. They did it once. I don't know if they'll do it again. But if they do, it also means Shea Gilgeous-Alexander hits our 30-plus points bet, which is at minus 120. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the action. In-game live. It's next.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.